On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning, came a new smile.
Tuesday. Girl in the cut, she chooses.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh my God, what do you want from me?
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. Thank you very much. Goodbye. That's all I got. I got my name, the name of the show, that's all I got. Listen to me with the coughing. I got allergies again. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my God. You want to sit here for half an hour and listen to me cough and sniff? Cough and sniff. That was a famous vaudeville act. Do you remember them? Hi, I'm Cough. I'm Sniff. We're Cough and Sniff. Hello, welcome to the show. Hello, welcome to the show. He's Cough, I'm Sniff. Do you remember that? No? Okay. Never happened. That's why. Never happened. I made it up. Never happened. Okay. Spring is killing me. Stop it with the spring thing. It's killing me. Trees, leaves come out, the flowers, and the pollen starts flying around. Oh, my God. I can't live anywhere. Ron, is this going to be the entire show? You're just going to sit here and sigh and cough and sneeze? Yeah, that's how I connect with my audience. We all have the same problems. Oh, Lord. Friend sent me one of those TED Talk things. Excuse me, what the hell's going on with this coughing? Oh, it's the allergies. The allergies are killing me. A friend sent me one of these TED Talk things. Now, I don't know who TED is, but apparently he won't shut up. I don't know if TED stands for something like Technology Edification Division. I don't know what that is. Or is there an actual guy named TED who started talking and would never shut up? I don't know what it is. But a friend sent me a TED Talks thing. I don't care for TED Talks because I don't know who TED is, and why should I regard him any more than Bob Talks? People talk all the time. That's the problem. Why don't you have a talk show, Ron? Apparently you can talk very well. Why don't you get TED to talk for you? The problem is social media. I know I've said that 1,000 times, but it always goes back to that. Everybody has a voice. I liked it so much when very few people had a voice. I thought that was wonderful. Now everybody's got their own show, their own podcast, their own newspaper articles, their own blogs. Remember the blogs? I still don't even know what that is. I don't know what a blog is. It's an ugly four-letter word. I have no idea what it is. People are writing blogs as if they were all so important. I saw a movie yesterday called Spinning Gold. It's an interesting movie because it's fascinatingly engaging, yet it sucks. I don't know how that happens. It's yin, it's yang. It's bitter, it's sweet. The acting is just horrible. It's overacted, very poorly directed, but a fascinating life story of this record mogul. and some of the most incredible groups that we grew up with, except for you. You didn't grow up yet. And it's an interesting story, but it's just horribly done with a stupid, moronic ending. So, but see it. Anyway, so I went online and I thought, well, I liked the film, but I didn't. Like, I'm mixed here. So I'm going to go online and I'm going to read some of the reviews from the critics. And all I got when I went online was reviews from normal schmucks. Is it more significant because I'm also a normal schmuck? No. Normal schmucks bring us nowhere. Some of them liked the movie, some of them didn't, but they were all schmucks. One of them was some guy with a name I don't even remember, sitting in a truck in the front seat reviewing this film. It was like, what am I watching you? What am I doing? Even a guy sitting in a truck is getting like 10, 15 likes, and yeah, he's reviewing a movie. Come on. Social media is just ruined everything. No, Ron, it's an expression from the common man. Oh, stop with your common man stuff. Common men were not raised to make comments. Common man should shut up. Also, common woman should shut up too. By the way, how sexist is this? TED Talks? What about Susan? What if Susan wants to say something? Is there a Susan Talks? I don't think so. Maybe there is, but not as popular then. Ted, just shut up. Ted sounds so worldly. So I'm listening to this TED Talks. And this guy, TED Talks reminds me of just going to a motivational speaking thing where you spend $1,000 and they tell you, go out there and do it. And okay, thanks. Motivational speak. Now go out there and do it. Oh, God, shut up, Ted. Ted, I don't want to know you. Anyway, so this TED Talks thing, this guy is talking about how most of the events in your life take place in a short period of time. It's absolutely true. You go to school, you go to high school, you go to college, you have your first your first date, your first love, your first sexual experience, your first time here, your first time there, your first apartment, your first house, your first wife, your first job, your first frustration, your first bill to pay, your first everything. Then you have your first child. After that, nothing. It's just repetition for the rest of your life. And this TED Talks guy, and I don't know if his name was Ted, I have no idea. He said, you've got to spice up your life in your adulthood and make sure you have more first experiences. Because all those first experiences take place within a very short period in your life. Be probably between the ages of 12 and 22. After that, it's just the same thing over and 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 over. You get the point. So this TED Talks guy, I guess his name is Ted, he's saying you have to create first experiences for yourself in your adulthood. Otherwise, you just repeat yourself and become very stale and very boring. And I know people who are over 20, and they are very boring. He's absolutely right. But here's the example he uses, and this is where Ted kind of disappoints me. Ted says he went on a trip to Montana. And he's from New York City, grew up in the Bronx or Brooklyn or something like that, you know. But he goes to Montana, and he gets off the plane, and there's snow all over the place in Montana, especially in the winter. And he gets off and he goes, whoa, this is different. This is the first time I've been to Montana. Oh, it's a first. It's a first. And he, as his friend, Ted number two, says, is this beautiful powdered snow? And Ted says, yeah, you know, we have snow in Brooklyn too. And he says, did you ever make a snow angel? And Ted says, no, I've heard about it. I've seen it in the movies. He says, Ted, lie down in the snow on your back. and you're in the fluffy snow, and flap your arms and your legs up and down across the snow and make a snow angel. And Ted says, okay. And he does it. Schmuck actually does it. And he's moving his arms and his legs and he's making a snow angel in the Montana snow. And this is what makes a TED Talk. He says, and this is in every TED Talk, they use the phrase, and then I had a revelation. And then it came to me. It's these moments of like complete recognition of this is a special moment in my life. He said, I never made a snow angel. I always wanted to. And now I'm making one. And this is what motivates this guy, Ted, to change his life and make sure he has a lot of first experiences through the rest of his life, even if it's as simple as making a snow angel. Ted, you wasted my fucking time. Is this what it's about? If I would take him literally, I can't wait till the winter to go into my backyard, lie on my back in the freezing cold weather, make a snow angel, and have this revelation that life now is beautiful. I mean, come on, Ted. Then Ted goes as far as to say, you know, if you really want to make firsts in your life, jump out of a plane. He fails to say to use a parachute or to go skydiving, just says jump out of a plane. So I guess committing suicide is what Ted has in mind here. I really don't know. I get it, Ted. I get what you're saying. Stop making it such a long one. You could have said that whole thing in 3 minutes. You don't have to lead up to it's a half an hour story about making a snow angel. Well, Ron, it's symbolic. Oh, stop it with your symbolism. Symbolism. I'll tell you what is a good idea, and this is from my Ron Talks series. And my second series in Ron Talks is Ron Doesn't Shut Up series. That's also very revealing. Here's what I suggest. In your apartment or house, on a slow day, which would be every day, rearrange the furniture. Ron, you're a genius. I know I am. Rearrange the furniture. Maybe you want to go to a furniture store and pick out a new piece of furniture to start the ball rolling. That's a first. But when you get home, rearrange the furniture. Put the table where the chair was. Put the chair where the table was. Replace your spouse, that kind of thing. Don't eat in the kitchen, eat in the bathroom. I don't know. Move the plant over to the left. Move the chair a little bit over to the right. Make it face the window, but not the back of the piano. Just change things up. Go to the store. Buy a new piece of clothing. Buy some new pants. Because you just can't buy one pant. Make it pants. Buy a new shirt. No! Yes! And put them on. And then go out and do the things you usually do in your new pants and your new shirt. It's opening a whole new world. Brush your teeth standing on your head. I've never done that before. I've always wanted to. This will change my life. Change your toothpaste brand. Well, I've been doing Colgate and Crest. Try Colgate. Try Pepsodent. Do they still make the Pepsodent? Try it. Be daring. Instead of having tuna fish, have chicken salad. Ron, that's incredible. I can't do that. Do it. Just do it. When you go out on your daily walk, if you even do that, do it backwards. I don't mean walk backwards. That's stupid. You'll fall down. I mean, take the ending point and make that the starting point and then walk in the opposite direction of your walk. It's the same walk, but you're doing it in the opposite. But I've never done it in the opposite direction. This is a first. Ted told me to do this. And when it doesn't work out, blame it on Ted. Oh, I don't feel like anything's different, even though I've tried new things. Stupid Ted. Wasting my time. It sounds simple, doesn't it? Well, it's not. It's just stupid. You know, what works for some people doesn't work for other people. Some people are very comfortable in their routine. They love their routine. They get excited about their routine. They love the routine. Now, I'm doing something for the first time today. Well, it's not the first time. I haven't done it in a long time, and I'm fairly excited about it, and this is how boring my life is. I, today, am going to get a massage. Ron. Bold. You bold son of a bitch. That's right. I am going to allow a total stranger with somewhat of a license to touch me. Whoa. That's right. I won't know this person. I will have never talked to this person. Yet I will allow this person to touch me in order to give me a massage. Are you sure you're not misspelling it and they're just going to give you a message? No, it's spelled with an A after the M. It's a massage. You see, I have a stiff neck, and my shoulders hurt sometimes because I'm tall and I don't stand up completely straight. So I have back pain sometimes, and I don't mind the back pain. It's in the back. But when it migrates to my shoulders and my neck, it's not good. So I'm going to a masseuse. Or a massager. And it's going to be fun, and I'm looking forward to it. I've had massages before. It's misogynistic. Is that right? I don't think that really fits as an adjective, but yet it sounds like it should. I've had massages before, and to be honest with you, I find them quite boring. I do. I can't do a massage for more than like 15 minutes, or it's just too long. You know, like, okay, I get it. You're touching my neck and my shoulders and you're working on it. After 15 minutes, we're just getting kind of ridiculous here, aren't we? So I find massages. And then I also have to take all my clothes off and just put a blanket over my ass. It's just, I don't know. It's not that I'm shy. It's just it probably looks stupid. Now, if I were a bodybuilder or something and I was obsessed with having other people see my body, which I get, you know, if you're going to work on your body 24/7, at least you want people to see your muscles, you know. Hey, you want to see my six pack? The only six pack I have is in the refrigerator. And it's Budweiser and it's okay. I only drink Budweiser, by the way, because the IPAs or the OPOs or whatever they are, the little brewery things, they all taste like piss. They do. They all taste like piss. My favorite beer is Guinness Stout and Budweiser. I don't like beer at all. Gives me gas. Results are not good. But I digress. Anyway, if I body built, then I would want everybody to see my body. Of course, I get that. But I don't body build. Walking around, flexing my muscles. There's no point. Anyway, my advice to you, if you want to change your life, buy a new shirt. That's about it, man. And change your furniture around. Other than that, Ted, really. I'm not making snow angels, Ted. It's not something I've always wanted to do. It's something that I've always not wanted to do. I don't care for snow. It's not freeing. It's not fun. But Ted, if you like lying in the snow, making snow angels, Stop bothering me with your problems, Ted. All right, we have a commercial break, and when we come back, a guest is going to join me. I hope that that's okay with you. But first, there's, well, let's say this.
Looking for a fun night out? Check out that bar near your house, now featuring live entertainment all weekend. Friday night, it's one guy and a guitar playing 90s cover tunes and original songs about his recent breakup. Catch a dose of classic rock on Saturday nights with that band fronted by that chick you knew in high school who's still pretty hot after a couple drinks. Sunday afternoons, it's three old guys and a hipster doing their very best to play jazz. And don't miss the big hot Sunday dance party with your DJ, the bartender's second wife's stepson with those weird things in his ears. It's all happening this weekend at that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
Renee Loren joins us now. She's a national beauty expert, and she joins us now. How are you today, Renee?
Hi, Ron. I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, thank you. We're going to talk about skin care and beauty care and that kind of thing. And I'm a man. I don't know if you know that, but I'll tell you right now, I'm a man. And I'm also concerned about how my skin looks because things happen on my skin too. So I'm looking forward to speaking to you. Okay.
Thank you. I look forward to speaking to you as well.
Excellent. The winter is over, and there's a certain regimen for the winter and all that, and the chapstick and all that. And then we get into the spring, and then our skin gets a little bit drier, and we start sweating. It becomes a little bit more difficult. Is there a different regimen for the spring and summer than there is for the fall and winter?
Yes, Ron, great question. So there definitely is a change in the skincare between different seasons. It's kind of like your wardrobe. It's like out with the wintertime coats and in with the springtime lighter jackets. Same thing with skincare. So you get rid of the heavier winter creams and thicker products, and then you get rid of that for lighter, more jelly consistency products that are easier on your skin and not too overwhelming.
Okay. In the summer, I get concerned about getting the skin problems, and I've told that I need moisturizer and I need sunscreen and just about everything that I do. Is that indeed the case?
Yes, it is indeed the case. You want to make sure that you're protecting your skin all year round, not just in the warmer months. You want to make sure that you're wearing SPF in your daily skincare routine. So a daily skincare routine would consist of a few steps. Step one would be a cleanser. Step two would be a toner. Step three would be the moisturizer. And a step four would be the protectant, which would be the SPF. And again, that's something that you would want to wear daily year round.
Okay. Is this something you do in the morning or you do it a couple of times a day? How often do you do this regimen?
Yeah, skincare can seem like a job in itself. Yeah. So I would suggest that you have a morning and a nighttime routine. And again, for women, unlike men, you guys don't wear makeup. So you guys are actually a little lucky. You don't have an extra, routine there.
Right.
But for women at nighttime, I suggest that you add in products to help with makeup removal because we do wear makeup throughout the day. So at nighttime, you would add in an extra cleanse. So that way you're making sure that you're removing all makeup before you're actually cleansing the skin. So at nighttime, women would add in an extra step as far as you would do a pre-cleanse and then actual cleanse. Then the toner, then the moisturizer, then you can do an eye cream at night, not SPF, because you're going to sleep. So that's the difference between the morning and the nighttime routine.
Let's talk about exfoliation, because that's a little confusing to me and I think to a lot of people. I know it's important. I understand what it is, but I think, is it like brushing your teeth? You can do it too much or you don't do it enough? How does that work?
You know what? That's a great way to put it, actually. So yes, exfoliation is actually definitely like brushing your teeth. You can actually over-exfoliate. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people do over-exfoliate, and that's when you get more dry patches, or you can even get acneic skin because you're introducing too much at once. So you do want to exfoliate with something light and not too overbearing. Something like a brown sugar scrub or you can even get a product that actually dissolves the dead skin cells. Or you can even make an at-home one with honey and brown sugar. But again, you would only want to exfoliate 1 to 2 times a week. Again, that's per skin type. So if you have sensitive skin, you want to do what your skin can allow.
Let's talk aging, because I know that that is, you know, that's the bottom line. We want to take care of our skin, but yeah, that's nice, but I want to look young, and that's, you know, I want my skin to be smooth, especially.
Don't we all want to look young, right?
You know, especially the face. You know, they may not see the rest of the body right now, but the face is important. So, and as you get older, you know, you start to see a dermatologist and they say, no, you know, if you had taken care of your skin when you were younger, this wouldn't be happening when you got older. That's a lesson learned, isn't it?
It definitely is. It definitely is.
Yeah.
So for anti-aging, I would suggest that, again, you want to make sure that you're using products with SPF.
Uh-huh.
Women as well, we tend to look for makeup with SPF included because we want to skip a step. However, that's not sufficient enough coverage for us. So sometimes we tend to lack in that area, and that causes aging quicker. So I would suggest that you look for products with vitamin C, vitamin A, hyaluronic acid, and niacinamide to help promote collagen and improve the elasticity of your skin to keep it, you know, younger looking and keep the bounce there that we are all looking for.
You know, Renee, it's funny, but it isn't. You know, people spend so much time on their face, and then you look down at your hands at a point and you go, whoa, my hands don't match my face anymore. My hands look like they're from a different generation. Face looks okay, but my hands are getting weird.
Yeah, uh-oh.
So how much attention should we spend to the other parts of the body here?
I honestly tell everybody you should pay attention to your whole body, not just certain areas, because where you lack, that's where problems arise. So I would suggest that as much as you exfoliate your face, you should exfoliate your body as well. So the days that I do my skincare exfoliation on my face, I also make sure that I'm exfoliating my body with a hydrating body scrub. You want to look for products that have, again, gentle exfoliating. So anything with like light sugars, nothing too abrasive. Or you can even use a mechanical exfoliating like a dry brush. That's amazing as well. And it also helps with cellulite.
Okay. All right. I better start taking care of things then, I suppose. You're giving me a little kick in the behind.
Yeah, we want to make sure your hands are matching your face.
Yeah, especially in radio. I think I have the one job where it doesn't matter, I suppose. Okay. Anyway.
I mean, I'm sure you give handshakes.
That's right, I do. I forgot. Well, I haven't for a couple of years, but yeah, I guess I should do that soon. All right. The proper product, where do I find it? And what is it and where do I find it?
So proper product, again, would go back to your skin type. Every person has their own unique skin and skin type and skin concerns. So again, you would want to make sure you know your exact skin type before you're introducing the wrong products, because introducing the wrong products to a skin type that is not for that skin type could, again, cause haywire in your skin. So again, make sure you know what skin type you have. And then from there, you just build from there. The best place that I would tell you my top products right now, our Paula's Choice BHA liquid exfoliant to get rid of the dead skin cells. For a lighter cleanser, Glossier has a milky jelly cleanser. Super Goop is a great sunscreen with SPF 30 that also has like aloe for the moisturizing. And then Graceful Body and Skin also has a Pineapple Glow exfoliator as well. That's amazing. So those are the different types of products and where to find them.
Great. Is there a website that we can check this out on?
Sure. So gracefulbodyandskin.com is my site where you can find my products. Super Goop has their own website as well. Paula'sChoice.com has that. And then to find out more skincare tips, you can go to American Academy for Dermatology at AAD.org.
Wow. That's everything there. You're like a walking Bible for skincare.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. Renee, it's...
It works.
Renee, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much. Well, thank you to my guests, and thank you to you for being so hospitable. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program, but until that time arrives, well, change that furniture up, and I wish you peace.